was sitting on the back deck, watching the yard man. Tall black man, broad shoulders, huge chest, muscles on his arms, tight ass, sweat pouring off his body. He was in the backyard digging a hole, planting a tree for me. I watched for a long time, wearing a cotton sundress. I know it was so sheer he could see through it. He used the pickaxe when he got to the rocks. The hole was so deep he was digging, wide enough for the tree. My hand was in the pocket of the dress, rubbing my cunt. Circles around my clit. I could feel my pussy juice dripping down the back of my leg. Oh, it was so horny. He finished digging the hole and walked towards me in the backyard. He asked if he could come inside and take a shower. He had to be clean for a next event he was going to. I told him, yes, please do. I showed him to the hall bathroom, gave him some towels. Close the door. But I didn't close the door all the way. I watched as he undressed. He pulled off his pants. His blue jeans were soaked in sweat. No underwear. All I could see was his ass, so black and tight. He turned on the shower and stepped inside. I watched as the water ran down his back. I watched through the slit in the door, rubbing my cunt. So excited. He turned, and that's when I saw him. I saw his cock. Long, hard, hanging down his leg. Oh. Oh, I wanted his cock so bad. Oh, I let out a moan. I don't think he heard me. Oh, watching him soap up his cock. So long, so thick. His hand could barely go around it. It was so thick. I knew it was wider than the sire. I wanted it. But but I didn't want to disturb him. I just wanted to watch. But I wanted him. Then I felt you behind me, watching me watch him. I screamed out. You scared me. I see you watching him, he whispered in my ear. The black man got out of the shower when he heard the commotion in the hall. Master, I'm so sorry. I was just watching. I was just watching him shower. He pulled my hand out from my pocket, put it up to his nose and smelled it. He said, "You've been rubbing your cunt. You've been rubbing your cunt while you watched him, haven't you?" "Yes, Master, I have." "Don't you know you're not supposed to do that? You're not supposed to pleasure yourself while you watch the yard man." "Yes, Master, I'm sorry." Black man came out of the bathroom naked. I looked at his cock. I wanted it. You grabbed my hand. You slapped my face. "Don't look at his cock," I cried. "I'm sorry, Master. I'm sorry." You told the black man to follow us. And you pushed me. You pushed me to the attic stairs. I climbed them. It was so hot up there. It was so hot, Master. Black man was naked, watching me. Sweat began pouring down my face. You stood next to me. You called me a slut. You're a slut for watching him. "I'm sorry, Master. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Master." I started crying. You slapped my face again. Oh, so hard you slapped it. You held my hands and wrapped rope around my wrists. The black man's cock twitched. I saw it twitch. You raised my hands above my head and pulled the rope at the pulley. I watched the black man's cock get hard. You tightened the pulley, my arms high above my head, on my toes. "Master, I'm sorry. Please, no, Master, I'm sorry." You selected the whip from the wall. As you walked behind me, I could hear your arm raise high above your head and the crack of the whip land
hard on my back, and I screamed. And I screamed loud. I heard it again. The whip high above your head. Harder this time as the tip end of it slashed across my ass cheek. I screamed and cried. Oh, Master, no. I'm sorry, Master, no. Faster and faster, you slapped my ass with the whip. Red welts, hot, bloody, covered my back, covered my ass, covered my thighs, and I cried and screamed and thrashed about. And the black man's cock got hard, twitched, and I watched the end of it drip. Motion of the whip of my body. And the black man said, "You want me to have her stop screaming?" And you said yes. And I felt my arms being lowered as you pushed me to my knees. And you told the black man, "Make her stop screaming." And he smiled. And he grabbed my head. And I watched as his cock came towards my mouth, so big, so black, so hard. I screamed as you whipped my back, as he shoved his cock into my mouth. I stretched my mouth so wide, it hurt. I couldn't put it all in my mouth. It was so wide, Master. And you whipped me some more. As he held his cock in one hand, forcing it into my mouth. Down my throat, stretching my lips. And he moaned. I could watch his hand jerking on the end of his cock, jerking the shaft, rubbing it so fast. The head of his cock and a few inches were all that were able to fit inside my mouth. And I gagged. And I gagged so hard. Slime came up. And he pulled his cock out of my mouth and rubbed the slimy cock all over my face. As you whipped my back and you whipped my ass, and I screamed as he shoved it in some more. Cut my arms down. It pushed me down. The black man fell over on his back, my mouth still on his cock, his hands wrapped around my head, fucking my mouth, that huge cock covered in slime. Fingers spreading my bloody ass cheeks apart, hot, hot with the welts, and I felt your cock thrust inside my asshole. Oh, 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 and you fucked my ass, and I sucked his cock. Pleasure at every suck on his head of his cock as my tongue goes around and around so fast, gagging on the width of his cock, so big, so hard. And I feel you pull your cock out. Yank me off of him, and you tell him, put it in her ass now. I want you to fuck her ass. And you turned me around and forced me down, seated on his cock. Oh, I screamed. It hurt so bad, master. Was so big. Oh, 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 master, no. Oh, and you shoved your cock into my mouth. I tasted it. I sucked your cock. Oh, this black man's cock is in my ass. His cock after it's been in your ass, don't you? Not my head. Your cock in my mouth. And you tell the black man, fuck her ass. Come inside of her ass. Come in her ass now. Oh, and I felt it. She called me a slut.